A very good evening to welcome to our carol service. It's lovely to have you here. Thanks for struggling through the snow and the ice. And though we're a small gathering, it's great to come together at Christmas time. My name's Andy Bousfield. Can I add to the welcome that Roger's already given? We do hope that you have a wonderful Christmas. And I mean that to you, your family. I hope you have a great time this Christmas time. I dare say you're probably feeling quite Christmassy now, aren't you, with the snow already on the ground. It'll probably be melted, of course, by the 25th, won't it? But never mind. We shall see. Well, let's pray now. Let's pray as we come to think a bit more about the message of Christmas. Dear God, thank you so much for Christmas time. We thank you that this time of year is the time of excitement for so many people. And we recognise at the same time that for some it's a time of deep sadness. We ask you now, as we come to think about what Christmas is really about, that you would help us by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Is there any point to Christmas anymore? That's the title of a recent article that came out. It went on to say, now that we have nativity plays without Jesus and iPods instead of carols, is there any point in Christmas anymore? What really defines Christmas? If it's not Jesus in the manger, at school nativity plays, and if it's not carols on the streets anymore, then what then is Christmas? Perhaps you've seen this slogan recently on TV. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without. I wonder what you'd put in that gap. Of course, this is Marks & Spencer's latest Christmas advertising campaign. And celebrities are telling us that Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without socks to stop Jack Frost nibbling at your extremities.
Brr.
Without lots of lovely stuff delivered to your door. Well, that's if the postman bothers to come round again around here. Christmas wouldn't be the same without fizz, frivolity and finger food and the much maligned Brussels sprout. Of course, the right answer is Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without Marks and Spencers. But don't quote me on that. What is the point of Christmas? It seems these days that that Christmas is a time of announcements. We look out, don't we, for the first mention of the Christmas sales. These days it's a pre-Christmas rather than a post-Christmas sale. They're probably over by now. We wait after the long pause. And the winner of Strictly Come X Factor is... And then, of course, we forget about who it was very soon after that. It seems like we don't really care anymore. And today, of course, is the day when the coveted number one Christmas single is released. I haven't been on the radio yet today. I don't know what it is. But for a brief few moments, I want us to consider the announcement that we've been looking at through our time together this evening. The announcement that goes right through the Bible, and which is at the heart of Christmas. Let's look at it through this verse, which is up on the screen. This was the mention, the angels to the shepherds. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, Bethlehem, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And when we come to this announcement, I'm struck by three really important things. And the first thing you notice that's so important for us today is that this is an announcement of great joy. What if you can see that? I bring you good news of great joy. The angel declares something that has happened that is really good news. The angel doesn't say, come, I bring you a good story of great joy that will warm the cockles of your heart. Let's gather together around the log fire and have a good yarn. No, the author of this, Luke, who wrote Luke's Gospel, he said something has happened. Something genuine, something real, something true has happened in time and space that is worth celebrating. Many of us enjoy Christmas and we enjoy the Christmas celebrations that we have at this time of year. It is a time of great joy and happiness. We need it when the weather is bleak and when the days are short. But this announcement is saying so much more than that kind of joy. We're being told that a baby was actually born. That in history, this baby was born, and we're told where? In Bethlehem. And we're told when? During the reign of Caesar Augustus. We're told when and where this baby was born. And why is that important? Why are you telling us this, Andy? Surely, it's obvious. Well, the Bible is saying that something actually happened in history, and this is good news for us today. There actually was a baby boy. This isn't some folk story. In fact, Luke, the author, tells us that, like a good journalist, he had researched and carefully weighed all of the evidence. Of course, around about that time, Jesus had caused a lot of stir by his teachings and by what he had done. And there was buzz, and people wanted to know what really was said, what really happened. And so Luke, like a good journalist, he's reported it today for all of us. In other words, the Bible is claiming to be historical and accurate. There was a baby born in Bethlehem named Jesus. Now, this might not seem all that important, but it's crucial because it's either right or wrong. It either happened or it didn't. There was either a baby born or there wasn't. In other words, the heart of the Christian message is not some kind of philosophy to adopt. You know, like, I like yoga. I like Christianity. I like Strictly Come Dancing or whatever. It's not like that. If we went now into the streets of Brighton and asked people what they thought about the Christmas story, I think most people would say it's a nice folk story. It's part of our British heritage. They might enjoy the story, but nothing more than that. But if something actually happened, then the heart of the Christian message is a person who was born, who did live, and who died. We simply can't walk on and pretend that nothing happened and it isn't important. Because as we'll see, it changes absolutely everything that Jesus came. Back to our question. Is there any point to Christmas? Yes, absolutely. It stands on history. And billions of people since then have placed their trust in this announcement, this message, because they believe it's good news that really happened. But of course, lots of things happen, don't they? Why is this special? Well, we go on from the good news of great joy that really happened to the second thing, to what the angel actually said. Today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born. A saviour has been born. Now, we don't use that phrase saviour all that much these days, though actually many times over this last year and even over the last week, President Obama has been called the saviour of international politics, saviour of the climate change conference. In the 80s, of course, there I was singing along to Flash Gordon, saviour of the universe. Wow, that was so exciting to me as I was growing up. I used to love that show. Well, do we put Christmas and this message of a saviour into the same category as those? Well, no, Luke is saying that Jesus was born and is a saviour, not some movie, or not just a mere man with a mountain to climb, but a real saviour. If Jesus is the saviour, and we've been singing about that in our songs, then it must mean that we need saving. After all, a saviour's purpose is to save. And that's where the gospel announcement is really fantastic. The heart of the Bible tells us that all of us are accountable to God. All of us here today are accountable to God for how we've lived our lives. We answer to him, whether we've lived up to his standards or not. Now, I guess most of us have lived all right lives. We try our best. And yet, if we're honest, all of us tend to put ourselves first, often, rather than others. God tends to get relegated to the sidelines. We don't spend a lot of time thinking about the real meaning of Christmas. We just get on with life. We may go to church, yet we don't spend much of our time thinking about God and living for him. We do what we want, don't we? And that's just kind of normal. We only need to look around at the world and see what a mess this has got us into. We've turned our backs on God. We've made ourselves God. We're wanting to live for us. And that always gets us into big problems, because we worship ourselves, not God, and make God an enemy of us. And the heart of the Christian message is that Jesus came as a saviour to save us, to rescue us from ourselves. How he did this was what we celebrate at Easter. He died. He took the punishment that we were due for walking away from God. The baby Jesus grew up and was murdered on the cross. And that's where God, once and for all, dealt with our rebellion against him. And so Jesus is our saviour, is the second bit of the good news. And we're going to sing about that in our final song in a moment, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's got the line, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners, that's us, reconciled. And so the question for us is, do we have Jesus as our saviour? Do we accept God as our rescuer? Do we rely on ourselves to be our own saviour? If we do that, well, how good do we have to be throughout our lives to measure up to God? Wouldn't it be great to know that for sure we've got the promise that God will accept us? And the Christmas announcement is the good news that Jesus is God's rescuer. And if we trust him as our saviour, we're promised from God that we will be saved. Now, have you ever had a Christmas present that hasn't lived up to its promise? You've been looking forward to it perhaps for ages. It's been on your Christmas list. And you get it out of the box and it's fantastic for a couple of days. But it just doesn't live up to its promise. It gets left and ignored. Well, the Bible tells us that Jesus will live up to the promise. He's a completely trustworthy saviour. He's our rescuer. The heart of the Christian message is not that we can somehow work our way to please God by living a good life. No, God has come looking for us by coming into a manger, sending Jesus to save us. And the question is quite simple. Do we accept that or not? Like a gift on Christmas Day, do we accept it or not? That's why Christianity and why Christmas is really good news. Even for those people who are struggling or having horrible times, that God has stepped in to provide a saviour for us. We've seen two things so far. One to go. The announcement of Christmas is good news because it happened and because it's about a saviour being reconciled with God. And so the final one. It's so important because it's for you. I don't know if you saw that as we were looking through it. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. It's for you. What do you make of this? What do you think of it? Christmas is such good news because Jesus came for you. The Bible makes it so clear that God loves you. He loves you. Yes, you. You. Not your neighbour. No. He loves your neighbour as well. But you. He loves you. The mess we get ourselves into, the mess that the world is in, God loves you. And he wants to rescue you. I don't know what your life has been like so far. Some of us have had difficult lives. Some of us have messed up. Some of us have had it quite easy so far. But can I say, God knows you. He knows your deepest fears. He knows your biggest hopes. He knows your wildest dreams. He cares about you. He cares about what you do. He cares about your life. He loves you. It breaks his heart when you turn your back on him. He loves you. And because of this, Jesus came for all the people, even us today. And that must mean that we all need rescuing. Even President Obama, even the Bishop of Canterbury, whoever. Because Jesus came for all. He therefore wants us all to accept him. This is personal to all people. Can I ask, what do you make of this? How are you responding to Jesus? Not just whether you've responded once, but how are you responding to him continually? I wonder if you've ever had a personal gift, one that has been specially chosen for you. Maybe it's been made by a friend of yours, and they've gone to a lot of trouble, and it's fantastic. It's a kind of a wow present. You love me that much? You've gone to all this trouble for me? What would be the reaction if you rejected that kind of gift? Can I ask this Christmas, have you responded to Christmas? This announcement through the Bible, this announcement by the angels to the shepherds, that's so important we can't just walk away from it. We're told that Jesus was actually born into this world as our Saviour for you. What will you do with this announcement? Imagine you got a letter this week in the Christmas post from your solicitors, or from someone's solicitors, saying you've been left a Christmas gift of £1 million from a long-lost auntie. That would be good news, wouldn't it? Especially with the credit card bills piling up. What would you do with that letter? Would you assume it's a fake? Or would you at least want to check it out, whether it was real, perhaps phone up the solicitor or something? Or, I don't want to read this letter. Well, sometimes we assume that we can just walk on by the message of the Christian faith. Can I invite you not to do that, but to explore it, to think about it? You've heard already that we're doing this thing called Journeys. It's an opportunity to come, to chat and to investigate in a really informal setting for about 5 weeks or so. To think about these kinds of things in an open way. Talk about what you want. Do check out the flyer and let us know if you'd like to do that. Also, it was mentioned there are some DVDs and some booklets you can take and you can read at your leisure if you'd like to do that. Do consider it, at least check it out. Or come along to one of our other Christmas services. We have different messages at each of them. Maybe there's something else you'd like to come and hear. Well, at times like Christmas, we have an opportunity, don't we? Perhaps not a unique opportunity to think carefully about the Christmas announcement and to see if Christmas really does have an important role today, whether it is relevant today, that Christmas is crucial for every single one of us. Thank you for listening. Why don't I say a short prayer? Dear God, we thank you so much that you love us. Thank you that you came in history to make contact with us through Jesus. Thank you that he is a saviour and he's come for us. Amen.